broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Josh Cohen.
Because every day above ground is a good day. It's just that Saturdays remain for the boys. It is Saturday, the 25th of May, right in the middle of the NBA Conference Finals and the NHL Stanley Cup Conference Finals. That sweet spot on the sports calendar. What a beautiful weekend we got on. Dave Matthews Band weekend here in West Palm Beach in South Florida. This is Saturday Tailgate with JC on ESPN 106.3. Remember, my new show is on YouTube exclusively. New episodes drop every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. They are fast and furious and funny and ridiculous. On YouTube, subscribe at Questionable Call. That's the name of the show. At Questionable Call. Or you can hit the search bar and hit Questionable Call with Josh Cohen. And then please hit subscribe and they'll be delivered to you every Monday, Wednesday, Friday as soon as we post. It is Saturday and C-Cat is in today. Riding shotgun. Appreciate you taking time, bro.
And the vibes are high. It's a long weekend, dude.
It is indeed. We got Memorial Day weekend. Shout out. Of course, we know what the holiday is about, and we respect accordingly, and we honor those who gave all. We are in the midst of the NBA Conference Finals, as we said. We are in the midst of the NBA on TNT, which is going to be apparently the second to last season. Next year is going to be it for the NBA on TNT, it appears. Jaylen Brown speaking on not making the All-NBA team. Jaylen Brown going for 40 on Thursday night, being asked about not receiving the honor that he and so many others believe that he rightfully deserved. Take a listen to the question and take a listen to the answer.
Was there any motivation for you after hearing that you didn't make an All-NBA team?
No, I wouldn't say that.
What would you say?
I mean, we two games from the finals, so, you know, honestly, I don't got the time to give.
Honestly, I don't got the time to give a beep. I'm going to ask you right now. Do you believe him?
I actually do.
You believe Jaylen Brown when he says he doesn't have the time to give a bleep whether or not he gets named to the All-NBA team.
He's in a spot. He's on a team where every time they don't win a game in the hardest time of the season, in the playoffs, they get scrutinized. They focus on
game by game.
It's hard to win in this league. So he's focused on winning the darn games or two away from the finals like he's talking about. I don't think he's got the time to think about that right now. I think that's a postseason thing.
He doesn't have time to be disappointed?
No. Does not.
But here's the thing about disappointment. It doesn't care whether you got time or not. Think about a connecting flight, and your flight arrives late, and that one that you're connecting leaves early, and they don't hold it for you. And you don't have time, but you're disappointed. Bro, he is personally taking this personal. There's no way that this does not affect the man. I'm not saying he plays differently, but do not get it twisted. Thursday night, when he goes for 40, and they don't have one of those miracle need to come back type. It was his three in game one that saved them, mind you. This is the Michael Jordan last dance theme. This is the story of I took it personally. He can say, I don't have time because I don't want to get into that. But Jaylen Brown, 1,000,000,000%, feels slighted. It is disappointed. It doesn't mean he feels the need to vent on it. Maybe there's no time for that. Or to dwell on it, maybe there is no time for that. But there's always time to be disappointed, and there's always time to be pissed off. Because much like being in love, you don't get to choose it. It chooses you.
I don't know about the comparison with the I took that personally from Jordan, because Jaylen Brown doesn't need any extra motivation for these Eastern Conference Finals playoff games.
But was he locked in last night?
He sure was.
Or Thursday night, excuse me?
Yeah, on Thursday night, game one, he sure was locked in, but it's not because he didn't make he would have played the same exact game whether or not he made that team.
But it could be a level of focus, right? So he knows prior to the game that he wasn't recognized All-NBA, and he knows prior to the game that he should be. And sometimes it just makes you focus a little bit more, and that means you see things a little more clearly. It's not that you try harder. It's that you're more efficient and effective in the execution because of the precise laser type focus. It can be one of those, oh yeah, type games.
If you need more reason to be motivated or more reason to be focused at this time of the year, you've picked the wrong profession to be in.
For sure. And I'm not saying that he needed. I'm saying it may have provided.
All right.
I'm not saying that it was like, oh, I, you know, thank God I didn't make the team because I needed something to get me up for. It's a case of sometimes in life, we have people that don't believe in us, or they, the opposite, believe we can't or won't. And then we feel in that moment a greater sense of focus, a greater sense of purpose that makes us, no matter what it is that you do for a living or even recreationally, there is always, when people don't believe in you, there is always something that kicks in that tells you to remind them of who the bleep you are.
I guess so. It's going to feel good after the fact if he proves them all wrong in theory, right? If they raise the title, he wins finals MVP, if they make it that far, I'm sure then you kind of talk your bleep, right? Like, they said I wasn't this. They said I wasn't that. Well, look at me now.
Maybe he goes for 35 on Thursday night without the snub. But maybe he goes for 40. He's not telling us the truth when he says that he doesn't have time, because disappointment is not something that you clear your schedule for. It's not like going to the gym. Disappointment happens whether you're ready or not, prepared or not, got time or not.
I think sometimes you do have more time you dwell on things, though, right? Like, if you're in a busy time of your work schedule and you get bad news, sometimes it won't hit you until you get home.
Right. You got to keep going.
Yeah.
Got to keep going. And that's what we do as well. Caitlin Clark, this is the other big story, because now we've got sides drawn. The WNBA has become a thing. It is a major player now in every aspect of professional sports in North America. Caitlin Clark doesn't have to be the best player, doesn't have to be the best rookie, doesn't have to be a great player to be the catalyst for what we are experiencing. Never confuse what is good with what is popular. Never confuse what is the reason with what should be the reason. And never confuse in life the way things are with the way things should be. The Caitlin Clark division took an ugly turn this past week, because we get into conversations now about why it is she is so quote-unquote marketable slash relatable. And some of those have to do with the color of her skin, her sexual orientation, her race, and all those things that in America it is illegal to discriminate based upon. Let's begin this conversation with Sonny Hostin on The View with these remarks that set off a whole chain reaction this past week on the WNBA and on the Caitlin Clark effect, and people that need to maybe get real and do a little soul search and be real with themselves on what this is versus what it should be. Take a listen.
Caitlin Clark is bringing this money, these sponsorships, we hope, into the league, and other players will benefit from it. But I do think that she is more relatable to more people because she's white, because she's attractive. And unfortunately, there still is that stigma of against the LGBTQ plus community. 70% of the WNBA is black. A third of the players are in the LGBTQ plus community. And we have to do something about that stigma in this country. I think that people have a problem with basketball playing women that are lesbian.
Is what she's saying wrong? No, she's not wrong. The numbers speak for themselves. 70% of the league, black. A third of the league identifies in the LGBTQ plus community. Those numbers are undeniable, indisputable. That's what it is. Does it matter that Caitlin Clark is a white girl? Of course it does. Does it matter that she's pretty, not gorgeous? Of course it does. Does it matter that she's straight? Of course it does. It shouldn't matter, but it does. There's a difference in life between the way things are and the way things should be. This is a society that still, the minority would be the minority. Literally, obviously, ethnically, and racial, the box you check on the census that you take and that we are in the midst of right now. It's a census year. Did you fill yours out?
No.
Well, you it's your obligation.
I'm really open the mail.
I know. I feel the same way, but you have to. It's against the law to not.
Okay. Then, yeah, I do, actually. I was lying before.
Caitlin Clark being a white woman who is straight, who is pretty, but not super gorgeous where you can hate on and be jealous. She is the perfect marketing machine because she's the leading scorer in college basketball history, because she's putting up threes from the logo 40-some feet out. We're not telling you that this is how America should operate, but we're being honest with the fact that this is what it is, and this is the way that it is. Obviously, it's not ideal.
Yeah, I would listen to that argument a lot more if she didn't have all the numbers to support herself. What she's like, I'm pretty sure she's top 15 in WNBA scoring this season so far. Mm-hmm. She is the all-time leading scorer in college basketball history.
Male or female?
If she was propped up and didn't have the numbers, I'd say, all right, why are we giving her this much attention? This seems a little bit odd. There has to be an ulterior motive as to why this is to be. But she has the numbers. That's undeniable. You talk about the numbers, about the demographics of the WNBA. She has the numbers of a basketball legend.
Correct. But she is going to face the hate and the scrutiny of, look what she didn't do. It won't be the fact that, oh, she's 12th right now. It'll be, look at all the people ahead of her. It'll be, they're not getting the attention. They're not getting the, you have to separate. We talk about this all the time. You have to separate what it is versus what it should be. There is no fair. There is no, I had a conversation with a friend of mine who was one of the all-time greats in tennis. She and I at happy hour discussing her record against a certain Russian tall, blonde, beautiful player. Maria Sharapova. And the conversation was head to head. My friend was 15-2, I think. But we talked about marketability. Who got the Rolex deal? Who got the Porsche deal? Who got all that? You have to realize, we all do once in a while, that things are not what they should be, but we can't try to pretend that they aren't what they are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so
these are inconvenient truths.
The critics of the current climate of the Caitlin Clark WNBA, do they want to go back 5 years? Would they prefer to live in that reality? Because I'm sure they would say no.
They just want some of the credit too. They want some of the attention too.
They were given $100 and they're complaining they didn't get $500. That's what it sounds like to me.
It sounds to me like we have one of those cultural moments in which, hold on a second, wait a minute. What these people are really saying is, Caitlin Clark is getting a lot more endorsement, attention, celebrity, notoriety, fame because she is an attractive, straight, white girl. And they're absolutely right. They're absolutely right.
And everybody else in that league is getting more attention, fame, money, special treatment because of the existence of Caitlin Clark. It might not be as much as what Caitlin Clark's getting, but they're getting more now too.
The Caitlin Clark thing, and you'll know this because on the radio, you and I discuss this daily all season. We're coming off of the NFL season of Taylor Swift. The NFL season of Taylor Swift, in which her attending a game was a big deal. Studio shows pregame publicizing her movie to be released. NBC moving a playoff game, buying $110 million, one playoff game, that'd be a Chiefs game for Saturday night in prime time because of the Taylor Swift effect. There is no coincidence that we go from the Taylor Swift season into the Caitlin Clark season because those moments became those movements. That superstardom celebrity became an event. And even though Caitlin Clark was going to break the NCAA scoring record, this became a thing for young women and older women and girl dads and a movement, a moment in sport themselves. This isn't the girlfriend of a player. This is now the player themselves transcending the visibility of a sport and then an entire league. And you and I talk about this on the radio in December or January, and I said to you, the WNBA doesn't fly charters, but I promise you they will this season because of Caitlin Clark. Because you can't have her hanging out at the gate of a Delta flight that everybody's boarding to Atlanta because now she's going to be there. She's the reason why they fly private. Let's listen to Charles Barkley on the NBA on TNT who says, hey, ladies, stop being petty. But by the way, listen to how he drags LeBron James into the conversation because he wants LeBron to get the blame, not himself. Listen to Chuck.
I don't like to You women out there, y'all petty, man. Hey, LeBron, you 100% right on these girls hating on Caitlin Clark. Y'all petty, girls. I expect men to be petty because we're the most insecure group in the world.
Yeah, you are.
Y'all should be thanking that girl for getting y'all ass private charters, all the money and visibility she bring into the WNBA. Don't be petty like dudes. Listen, what she's accomplished, give her her flowers. Stop being petty, all you women out there. She got y'all ass charters. She bringing all y'all this money to the table, but y'all being petty like dudes. LeBron, you are 100% right. Y'all girls, stop being petty. Caitlin Clark, thank you for bringing all that money and shine to the WNBA.
You have to love Barkley saying, LeBron, you're right. LeBron. So he can put a buffer between himself and the comments. He basically, no. I'm just agreeing with what LeBron said. He said it.
It also is saying women out there, which is a strong start to a sentence. Right? You, all you women, broad brushstroke, like men. So it's not that you're less than, but it's also like us. You're almost as worse as.
And then he was smart to say, like, we're the pettiest, us guys. Uh-huh. Don't be. So Chuck knows what he's doing. Barkley knows exactly what he's doing. Meanwhile, one of my favorite broadcasters, Elle Duncan, ESPN SportsCenter, she's got her podcast on ESPN Podcast. Elle Duncan on her show is going to go in on all of this. Take a listen.
Who are these girls? Who are these girls that are hating on Caitlin Clark? Are you just combing through Twitter? What else are these women supposed to do? Fawn over her? Fangirl over her? Bend the fucking knee, kiss the ring. Like, what do you want from them? We cannot every time the girl plays a game. She got 40 games, guys. She got 35 more games. We are not every single game going to revisit and retread this same tired ass rhetoric that all these girls are hating on her and they need to be thankful. They have been. Sure. They've said it. Time and time and time again. You want the girl every single time she walks out onto the court? What are we supposed to do? You want them all to give Caitlin their firstborn? Like, what are you looking for? It is embarrassing because if this was the men and you just watched a bunch of other dudes fawn over someone all the time, you'd call them weak. That would be a soft move. Yep. Where's your competition? Where's the animus that used to be in the NBA when they really hated each other? Now they're all friends. It's so boring. We hate it. With women, you want them to do what?
Yeah, that's Elle Duncan, and she is spot on. She is spot on, but she's missing, I think, the bigger point. Angel Reese, Thursday night, 7:42 p.m., tweets out, and that's on getting a win in a packed arena, not just cause of one player on our charter flight. Kissy emoji, hashtag SkyTown, and then the team logo. All of this is really about social media. It's about how many subscribers to my YouTube channel? By the way, subscribe to our show, Questionable Call on YouTube. Do it right now. Open your YouTube at Questionable Call. That's me, JC, produced by CCAT. That is the fastest and most funnest and funny 15 minutes. New episodes Monday, Wednesday, Friday. This is new follows, likes, engagement on Instagram, Twitter. Because if social media didn't exist, I think a lot of this we would not only hear about, it wouldn't be needed to be shared. My engagement's down. I'm not growing at the same rate I was last week. Angel Reese tweeting this, then deleting this. It's part of what this whole conversation is. And we know who she's talking about. One player on a charter flight.
Yeah, leave the tweet up. I believe it had like 2 million views before she deleted it. Like, what did your boss tell you? Or like
2.6 million.
Like, what do you get out of deleting it now? Be the villain. It's okay.
What have I always said about taking a tweet down?
I don't remember.
It's an admission of guilt. If you take it, you're much better off leaving it than you are because if you take it down, it's the, you knew you did something wrong. You knew you made a mistake.
And also, the Angel Reese tweet doesn't feel like an attack on Caitlin Clark. It's an attack on people who say that all the WNBA players should be thankful of Caitlin Clark.
Got it. All right. So we are now at the point where you say, well, what is the Caitlin Clark effect? Like, we know that, you know, obviously there's much more attention and there's much more interest. There's much more media coverage. We know that there's more money involved. We know that there's more eyeballs involved. We know that they are flying. A lot of people didn't know that the WNBA teams prior to this season, prior to 3 weeks ago, flew commercial with everybody else. You would be on a flight and they would be flying with you. you would be in row 16 and sitting behind you would be the members of the Indiana Fever. Till 3 weeks ago. Take a listen to Emmanuel Acho. This is mind-blowing. Listen closely because he's going to tell you what it was, what it is, the percentage increase, and then what the increase was last year from the year previous, just to give you some context and perspective. This is astounding. Listen to this.
Before the 2023 season, the WNBA had grown by 40% viewership from 2022 to 2023. But with Caitlin Clark's arrival, it's grown by 400% viewership. What that means is if the WNBA were continue to grow at the rate it grew from 22 to 23, it would take until 2028 to do what Caitlin Clark did this year. Okay, now let's not talk viewership. Let's talk ticket sales. Bear with me. Ticket sales grew in 2023 by 16% from 2022. Ticket sales have grown by 93% in 2024. What that means is without Caitlin Clark, the WNBA would have taken until 2029 or 2030 to get to where Caitlin Clark has gotten them today. Wow. Okay, we've talked ticket sales and we've talked viewership. Now let's talk about regular season viewership, not draft viewership. Regular season viewership, it grew by 20% in 2023. It's grown by 180% now, which means it would take another 5 or 6 years to do what Caitlin Clark has done. So between draft day viewership, which is up 400% to 40%, between ticket sales, which is up 93% to 16%, between regular game viewership, which is up 180% to 20%, what Caitlin Clark has done is grown the WNBA exponentially. She did in 5 weeks what would have taken 5 years. Mm. And as it pertains to draft viewership, she did in 5 days what would have taken 5 years. So yes, the WNBA was growing before Caitlin Clark. Make that abundantly clear. Mm. But it was growing incrementally compared to the exponential growth you're seeing now.
That's amazing. By the way, shout out Emmanuel Acho. That was really well delivered. That's one of those no more question, Your Honor. Like, that's a trial lawyer who's saying, here's what it is, here's what it was, here's the difference. Here's what it is, here's what it was, here's the difference. 400% increase in draft day viewership. And that's just to hear her name being called.
Yeah. No drama. Everyone knows she's number one.
Right. But also, let's see the fits. Let's see the outfits and the designers. Ticket sales, 93%. Regular season viewership thus far, up 180%. It is undeniable. It is indisputable. You can say, well, what about Angel Reese? What about Kara Cardoza? What about some of the other players that came? Absolutely. There's new interest. There is, obviously. But the WNBA, while it was growing, while it was getting further, had such a seismic leap, had such an enormous jump that it can only be attributed to the Caitlin Clark effect, which is greater than we've seen any other individual in any other team sport in North American history.
Man, the first time she gets a favorable call in a playoff game that helps her team advance.
Can you imagine? I mean,
this year or next year, it's going to be loud. The
Can
noise,
you imagine?
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Speaking of playoffs, back to the NBA and the Eastern Conference Finals, Jay Will has thoughts, strong thoughts, on what is going to happen with the Eastern Conference Finals, and what he has to say may surprise you. You'll hear exactly from Jay Will himself when we come back. First, though, let me shout out my guys at Andrologics in West Palm Beach. We are talking about testosterone replacement therapy. Andrologics, these are my guys. Do you know they've been treating and beating low T for over 20 years? This, by the way, is all they do. Okay? They don't mess around with nonsense. Let me explain something to you guys. All right, C-Cat, let me explain something to you.
Okay.
The old on TV, hey, take this miracle pill and restore your testosterone like you're in your 20s. And if that stuff really worked, actually worked, there wouldn't be a multi-billion dollar industry in testosterone replacement therapy. You understand what I'm saying?
Now I do.
There is no miracle pill supplement that can actually restore or replace your testosterone. It doesn't exist. So, sorry, Frank Thomas and friends. It's just not a reality. It's a nice thought, but it's not a reality. Andrologics West Palm Beach, treating and beating low T for over 20 years. They've improved the lives of thousands of men just like me and just like you. This is how, when you get older, you can build lean muscle. You can reduce body fat. You can boost your energy. You can improve your libido. You sleep better. You think better. Sharpen your cognitive function. And by the way, feel more confident, sense of well-being. we want to feel and look and perform like we're in our 20s and 30s. We just want to. Their doctors on custom plans will optimize your testosterone. There's no one size fits all. Each individual has like almost, with testosterone, it's almost like your fingerprint. Everybody's unique. The replacement therapies, by the way, can be shipped right to your door. Get back in the game. From the boardroom to the bedroom. Performing better in every aspect of your life. And this is not promise. This is science. This is proven. Not some miracle supplement in a bottle on TV, which obviously, if that existed, the multi-billion dollar industry wouldn't have to. Do not wait. It's time to get started. It's easy to do. Begin it today. It's simple. These are great guys. And by the way, they provided testosterone for lots of athletes that you know by face, by name, by performance, by historic. In the Northeast, all the way down to here now. The letters TRT is in testosterone replacement therapy. Dot today, not dot com. Again, it's not dot com. It's TRT dot today, because that's when you need to start and that's when you need to get your information. Again, TRT dot today. Andrologics in West Palm Beach, because experience matters. A month from now, you'll wish you started today. So get started finally. TRT dot today. We come back. ESPN NBA analyst Jay Will on the Eastern Conference Finals. He says he knows exactly what's going to happen now. And what he says should surprise some of you. You'll hear that coming up next. It is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Josh Cohen.
It is your boy, brother love, Jay to the C. That's me, C-Cat, alongside on this Saturday morning as we are counting down to Eastern Conference Game 3 tonight, Boston at the Indiana Pacers. ESPN's Jay Will with a very strong opinion of exactly what's going to happen. It may surprise you. In fact, it should surprise many of you. You'll hear from him directly in just a moment. Right now, you're going to hear me and C-Cat sing a little yum yum. That's Bud's
chicken and seafood, yum, yum.
Well done, C-Cat. Crispy, crunchy, juicy, golden brown fried perfection. There is nothing in the world that will make you as happy this weekend as Bud's chicken and seafood. My advice, people are going to be trying to grill and trying to cook out. We know holiday weekend, always have the Bud's on hand. The chicken tenders will change your life. The greatest chicken tenders in the entire world. Made of tenderloin, USDA tenderloin. That's the difference. How about the greatest fish sandwich in town? Everybody knows that. Voted best fried chicken. That means they beat everybody else. Once again, in the Palm Beach Post Awards. Crinkle cut fries, mac salad, potato salad, mac and cheese, corn fritters. Don't forget the seafood. Don't forget the crunchy fried shrimp and fried fish and more. And by the way, don't forget lunch bunches, not just for lunch. Bud's Chicken and Seafood, 6 locations, family-owned, family-operated, they are the American dream. Lunch bunch. How about 2 pieces of crispy, crunchy chicken, crinkle-cut fries, and an ice-cold medium soft drink with dew dripping down the side of the cup?
Mm-hmm.
$9.45. It is the best value in fast casual, period. They are the American dream. They are Bud's Chicken and Seafood. Order online right now at budschicken.com for delivery. Or to go pick up. Order ahead and dine in. Go in and sit down and dine in like I do. If you love America and what America stands for, you will love Bud's Chicken and Seafood. All the dipping sauces, honey mustard, Bud's sauce. Come on, man. And a fried fish sandwich. House made to order. Bud's Chicken and Seafood. Bud'sChicken.com. That's Bud's Chicken and Seafood.
Yum, yum.
You're the best.
It's lunch today.
Little Saturday afternoon lunch experience. Bud's Chicken and Seafood. All right, Jay Will with Game 3 of the Eastern Conference. Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight. Jay Will says he already knows exactly how this conference finals plays out. Listen to Jay Will.
Look, Rennie, I mean, the reality is that this series is a chicken Caesar wrap it up.
What?
Wrap it up. Without Tyrese Haliburton playing on the court because he manufactures so many points for this team, even with the hamstring injury, just wrap it up. Wrap it up. And the reality is that for the Boston Celtics guys, look, I mean, it's like, how do you want it? How do you feel? Yeah, that's a Tupac line. Because they're getting every opportunity. Wendy just went through the list of the people, Butler not playing, Jared Allen not playing, Donovan Mitchell with the injury, now having Tyrese Haliburton with the injury, Porzingis, now you can give him time off to rest. If you can close this out by Memorial Day, 10 days to rest before the NBA Finals, no excuses anymore for the Boston Celtics. Everything is set up for them to win a world championship. Here it is on a silver platter.
That's Jay Will on Get Up with his, prediction that this thing is already a chicken. It's wrapped. It's done. It's over. The Celtics go into tonight with a 2-0 lead, having won both games at home. I'm sorry, but it's not a series until the home team loses. Pat Riley said that once upon a time, and he's right. Because if everybody wins their home game, well, then the home team, who had the favorite, the obvious higher, they win. How fortunate were the Celtics to have everything break their way at the end of game one? To have Rick Carlisle make a mistake by not calling timeout. To have that ball thrown out about, to have everything go their way, including the Jaylen Brown miracle three reminiscent of Ray Allen 2013 to even set them up to put them in position. I think Jay Will, and I get it, 2-0, here we are, they're banged up. But with that said, Boston hasn't, I mean, in game one, it wasn't like they were very, very, very fortunate to steal a win in game one.
It's so easy to just go with the last game's result and saying, well, that's how this series is going to go the rest of the time. Immediate reaction from
game two. They were impressive Thursday.
Exactly. Right. And so they look great. They're going to look great the rest of the series. And it's going to be a wrap in 4 games. It's so easy when you're supposed to talk every single day to give that reaction after every single game. And he's fallen into that trap.
Yeah, I think he's getting ahead of himself. He's a little bit over the skis here. I get it. They're up 2-0, but now you go to Indy and it'll be loud. And that team will play. They're not quitters, that Pacer team. There wasn't pressure and expectation on them right now. So right now, it's pretty clear and obvious what the objective is. And that is, you got to win your home games and then go back to Boston and do what you almost did in game one.
You gave one cliche quote about how the series doesn't begin until a road team wins a game.
Correct.
I'm going to raise you one better. Have you heard of this one about basketball in Indiana, where in 49 states, it's just basketball, but in Indiana, it's everything?
Yeah.
Love that sport there, man.
Yeah,
I think they'll be loud.
Yeah, no, for certain they will. Jay Will's a little bit ahead of himself. By the way, the Celtics, a 7-point favorite on the road tonight at Indiana. I think he's just a little bit influenced by recency bias. Coming off a Thursday night, coming off of a big win that was much more comfortable than game one was. It is time to play The Price is Wrong.
The Price is Wrong, bitch.
That's right, C-Cat. It's me versus you, pal. And right. We've talked about Caitlin Clark. And we've talked about Indiana basketball, including the love of the Pacers. I have a question for you.
I'm game.
As of Friday afternoon, yesterday afternoon, what was the get-in price? The get-in price to be at Game 3 in Indiana for Celtics and Pacers. It means the worst, cheapest ticket being sold for a pair. What was that price before fees on StubHub?
For two tickets or for one? For a pair?
Each.
$175.
$175 plus fees.
Yes.
I'm sorry, C-Cat, but
the price is wrong, bitch.
Correct answer was $143.
I'm proud of my guess.
That was also Friday. Friday's price.
Probably went up.
Yesterday's price, not today's price. All right. What was, or is rather, the get-in price in the WNBA for the LA Sparks at the Indiana Fever. This is Tuesday night. Tuesday night in Indiana, the LA Sparks at Caitlin Clark in the Indiana Fever. What is the get-in price as of Friday afternoon on StubHub?
Now, those Indiana fans will see Caitlin Clark more than just that game. If this game was in LA, I think the price would be actually higher because you only get a certain amount of games.
Interesting.
So I'm going to go with $100.
Well, I tell you what. Since you want to talk about road games and influence, let's do that one first. Tonight, Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever play in Las Vegas. But in Las Vegas, there's a lot to do.
Yes.
This band residency, that singer, that Cirque du Soleil show, there's a million things to do.
Wrestling pay-per-view tomorrow night.
There's wrestling pay-per-view happening in Vegas.
Sunday, yeah.
Tomorrow night.
Double or nothing.
Fever at the Las Vegas Aces, the two-time defending world champion Las Vegas Aces. What's the get-in price? As of Friday afternoon on StubHub.
I'm going to go with $195.
$195. Actual retail price?
The price is wrong, bitch.
Get-in price, the cheapest ticket, $117 plus fees. So with fees, you're probably getting right about to that point.
All right.
All right, now back to Indiana's love of basketball.
Yep.
Caitlin Clark, home game, Indiana Fever, hosting the Sparks Tuesday night. According to StubHub, Friday afternoon, what was the lowest price for a ticket just to be in the building? Tuesday night, Caitlin Clark hosting the LA Sparks.
That new information I've just been provided, $65.
$65. Actual retail price.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Actual retail price. $2.
No.
What?
How big is that arena?
What the hell did you just say?
Yeah, that's what I said.
What the hell did you just say?
You heard what I said.
What the hell did you just say?
Enough already.
Damn!
Friday afternoon, StubHub. Tuesday night, Caitlin Clark at the Indiana Fever hosting the LA Sparks, the get-in price. $2. You can sit in section 219, row 7. Or you can sit in section 220, row 13.
School's still in session in Indiana? Is that affecting it? I don't know. School night?
School is still in session. you joke, but it actually is still in session. You joke, of course. By the way, the difference is Tuesday night, Vegas versus Indiana. Home game, she's around. But $2 get-in price? The Caitlin Clark effect doesn't transfer to obvious. Can you imagine this during Iowa season?
Probably. Right, yeah, like the circus is in town when Caitlin Clark comes in. You got to make sure you make it when she's in town. If the circus lives in your town and never leaves your town, price is a little bit cheaper.
Then it's a different thing altogether. Time to check our Twitter debate poll results presented by St. Lucie Battery and Tire. I want to give lots of love to my friends at St. Lucie Battery and Tire. Here's why. This is the summer now travel, road trip. You got to get your car checked out. You might need batteries. They got batteries for any vehicle, talking about RVs, boats, jet skis, anything and everything. They're a top tire dealer independently in the nation. Once again, continually, constantly recognized as such. They do oil changes faster and cheaper than the dealership where you bought your car because of the cost of hourly labor. Anything from wiper blades to air filter changes, they're a family-owned business, St. Lucie Battery and Tire. They're a great family. They're a great business. They're going to save you time. They're going to save you aggravation. They're going to save you money. And they got 17 locations now, West Palm through the Treasure Coast, because when you take care of people, they continue to do business with you. Shout out, St. Lucie Battery and Tire, the home of Honest Reliable Service, 1970. Go to slbt.com. Rapid fire, C-Cat.
Yeah.
Saturday tailgate with JC on our debate poll. Are boneless wings really just saucy nuggets? Yes or no?
Yes, 75%.
Yes, 92%.
A little too high for my liking.
Remember, subscribe to our new show, exclusive on YouTube, only on YouTube. It is a clip reaction countdown show. Questionable Call with Josh Cohen on YouTube at Questionable Call. Question. If you can only have one of the following in an MLB game, which is the most, quote, baseball tradition? A, beer. B, hot dog. C, peanuts.
Keep it inclusive, so I'm going to leave out the alcohol. Going hot dog, 60%.
78% hot dog.
Yes.
You're on it today.
Thank you.
Saturday tailgate with Josh Cohen under debate poll question. Which sports postseason is that much greater than the regular season? Is it the NBA or the NHL? What did the people vote?
NBA, 65%.
You could not be more wrong.
What?
NHL, 73%.
See, I think that much lower of the NBA. That's why. I think no one cares in the regular season. I think guys still care in the regular season.
Stanley
NHL.
Cup playoffs are significantly better than regular season. NBA playoffs are better than regular season, but not to the degree Stanley Cup playoffs are in comparison to the regular season.
Vehemently disagree with the public.
Last question. My girlfriend is Colombian. She's a 35-year-old Colombian woman who should know better. She says that the Joker is a monster. I said, no, he's a villain. Is Batman arch nemesis the Joker a monster or a villain? It's not an ethical term. A monster means non-human.
That feels like a lost in translation mistake.
For sure. What did the people vote?
I think the people are with you, Josh. I think he's a villain, 95%.
89% villain, 11% monster. I think it's a translation thing.
Yeah.
It's got to be for sure. St. Lucie Battery and Tire, the home of Honest Reliable Service since 1970, slbt.com. We come back. We got our quick picks for both the hockey game in the Western Conference and tonight's Boston at Indiana Game 3 in the Eastern Conference Finals. We will get that to you coming up next. I want to remind everybody, though, Brain Matters Research, the wonderful people, the amazing work that they do. Memory disease can start 15, even 20 years before symptoms occur. It is so important. If you've ever known or loved anyone that had Alzheimer's or dementia, you see them lose their independence. Not only can they not drive anymore, they can't live on their own anymore, can't take care of themselves anymore. Why would you let this happen to you if there's something you could do about it? And yes, you can do something about it. Two new groundbreaking FDA-approved treatments for Alzheimer's that show ability to stabilize progression, even restore some issues. If you're 50 years of age or older, a memory screening should be part of your annual routine checkup. Well, guess what? Great news. Brain Matters Research, no cost to you. You don't need insurance, nothing. It is quick. It is easy. It takes just minutes. It's absolutely free. How do you do it? You go online. MemoryScreeningsFlorida.com. MemoryScreeningsFlorida.com. They have offices in Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast. Nothing they do could cost you a cent. In fact, if you participate in the study, you'll actually be compensated for your time and your travel. You'll be paid for your time and travel if you participate. They are amazing people doing amazing work. Ask how they can come out to your event, to senior events, etc., community events, and screen seniors as well. Again, it used to be you didn't want to know. Now you want to know because something can be done in the fight against Alzheimer's and dementia. Brain Matters Research. I want you to go online. MemoryScreeningsFlorida.com. Brain Matters Research. Making your memories matter. We got your quick picks and what's on tap coming up next. It is Saturday Tailgate with JC on ESPN 106.3.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Josh Cohen.
I knew that you were going to play Third Eye Blind. I knew it. So I'd have this earworm for the rest of the weekend. I'll never let you go. They were so bad. Last time I saw them.
Really?
They just kind of mailed it in.
Dang.
You know what ever mails it in? We don't. It's Josh Cohen and C-Cat. This is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3 and worldwide on the ESPN app. But C-Cat and I got a show, a podcast video show, through ESPN West Palm. That's where I am now. Questionable Call with Josh Cohen on YouTube. Open it right now. Subscribe at Questionable Call. It's the fastest and funniest 15 minutes that you'll enjoy Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. It's like a SportsCenter countdown clip reaction. You'll enjoy it, I promise. And as you're on the Veen Accident Attorneys, present Questionable Call with Josh Cohen, exclusive to YouTube. And as you're on the Veen, we're my accident attorneys. If you're in an accident, car accident, truck accident, slip and fall, trip and fall, workers' comp issue, just call Anajar on the Veen. at 1-800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. They will fight for you. They do not get paid unless you get paid, and they will fight to get you the maximum compensation that you know you deserve. You'll always talk about your case with an actual attorney, and they answer the phone 24 hours a day. Demand the Anajon Levine difference. Call 1-800-747-FREE. 1-800-747-3733. And Najjar and Levine, accident attorneys, take back control of your life. It is time now for our quick picks, and we begin in the NHL. And we begin tonight, Western Conference Game 2. Edmonton at the Dallas Stars. Stars minus 140. They trail 1-0 in the series. The over-under is 5.5 goals. One place. He can't give me one.
USA, baby. Go Dallas. We cannot have a Canadian team racing that Stanley Cup.
Stop it. They will win, actually, tonight. They'll even the series at 1 game apiece. NBA Eastern Conference Finals, Game 3. Celtics at Pacers. Pacers plus 7. Boston minus the aforementioned 7. The over-under is 223. Give me a play. C-Cat.
Pacers money line. I think they win this game outright.
Outright.
Change everybody's mind about the series.
Suck on that, Jay Will.
Uh-huh.
Have some of that.
Exactly. Your word's not mine.
I'll take the Pacers plus the points. I'm not confident for them to win. Why not just take the points? I didn't even offer you money line. You took it on your own.
So when we watch this game together, will you at least root for my money line pick? Like, if the game could go to overtime, you'll root for me. You won't root for a close loss.
Of course.
Good. Thank you.
Of course I root for you, brother. Time to check what's on tap tonight. Very quickly. It's what we just told you. It's 8 o'clock. It's TNT, the hockey game. And at 8:30 on ABC, it's the NBA in the Eastern Conference Finals game number 3. That's what's on tap. And, of course, asking you once again to open your YouTube and subscribe to Questionable Call with Josh Cohen on YouTube at Questionable Call. You'll love the show. It's fast, it's funny, and it's over before you know it.
In a good way?
In a very good way.
Yes.
By the way, it's blowing up on YouTube, so we appreciate all of your support. New episodes Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So make sure you subscribe and you're available to join us for that. And we'll be back next Saturday for another edition of Saturday Tailgate here on ESPN 106.3. Every day above ground's a good day. Have a great weekend, everybody, and happy holidays.